Obituary. Chick Corea. Music without limits. Armando Chick Corea, pianist, composer and pioneer of jazz fusion, died on February 9th, aged 79.
The instrument was new and shiny, trailing black cables across the stage, and Chick Corea did not much like the look of it, nor as he sat down and tapped the keys in his clear, springy style did he much like the sound of it. The year was 1968. He was in trumpeter Miles Davis's band, and he was sitting at a Fender Rhodes electric piano. This was the future, though. He and Miles had been wondering for a while whether jazz could move authentically from acoustic instruments to electric, fuse with rock and rhythm and blues, and thus bring in audiences of thousands. A few more notes and runs, and he began to like it fine. They tried it out together on an album called Fida Kilimanjaro. Then, by the early 1970s, he was playing a Rhodes in his own band called Return to Forever, with Stanley Clarke and Bill Connors, later Aldi Meola, on electric guitars and Lenny White on drums. They looked like any other shaggy, tight-trousered rock group of the time, but when they launched into his Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy in 1973, he began to realize what they had done. This jazz was so new and so exciting that it made the hair stand up on his arms. Under his wiry control at the keyboards, challenging, beaming, wriggling his shoulders with delight, Chick came from cheeky, which he was. The band became his mothership, adventuring in the limitless space where all musical styles flowed round each other.